Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control.
I can barely hear you.
Say something, Mark.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
hold on.
Headphones issues here. I'm not exactly sure what's going on.
Yeah, I can barely be heard, but that's better at least. I don't know. I did a lot of testing and equipment changes today, and evidently some of them got undid. I don't know. Anyway, it's Free Talk Live, talk radio you control. I'm certain that I'm too low at the moment, and I'm going to look into that momentarily.
If our producer has any feedback, then they can send it
to Conan.
I'm the middleman. I'm the only one who gets to talk with the outside world tonight.
Yeah, this is unfortunate, but 603-283-6160, if that's the call line. I don't know why the audio levels are suddenly so low when I spent the entire afternoon checking everything, and it worked just fine. But here we are doing the show, and we're much lower than I would expect us to be. But hopefully I can sort it out relatively quickly during the break. It's almost like something is muted, as far as I can tell. But I will sort that out. It's very, very unfortunate. And I'm being told that mics are overdriven, so maybe that's not an issue at all. I don't know. Maybe the studio music just came in louder than it was supposed to. Who knows? But 603-283-6160 is the call in line, and that actually is exactly what it was. So that was on me, is that being so much louder than it should have been.
There you go. And so now this is the second evening that the studio has been up and running?
It is, and it's never simple, right? I mean, a lot of this is foreign to me. I'm a musician. I'm not a broadcast engineer or anything like that. So trying to convert these skills from being a musician into building a broadcast studio are not exactly as straightforward as you would like. Another issue is that I just sort of had to go on my own knowledge, right? Because of the terms of my release, I can't just go online and Google things when I have an issue or when I don't know something.
You're not allowed to use Google.
I can now.
Okay.
Because I was banging my head on the desk last night trying to figure something out, and I just couldn't figure it out. So I asked, hey, can I go online and do this? And I did get permission to.
Oh, isn't that nice of them?
It is. Well, I mean, it would be better if I
take
didn't.
What we can get.
Yeah. It would be better if I didn't have to ask permission in order to do that, but it, like you said, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And now I can do that. I can go online and, you know, Google, what is this microphone's impedance level? And then actually know how to do the math to calculate what I want stuff to be set at. So last night there was an issue with me being tinny, and tonight there's just sort of an issue with us hearing ourselves, but that's something I will sort out going forward because I don't think the broadcast levels appear to be just fine, except that I'm clipping, and I know exactly why I'm doing that is because, you know, when we came in so low, I turned myself and everybody else up and created clipping, so.
So now what's the name of this studio again?
Omdusius.
Omdusius
is the name of the studio. And it generally works a lot better when it's being used for the purpose that it was initially designed for, which is for music. Doing broadcast here is interesting. And I'm still mentally adjusting to that, right? Because for the last 2.5 years or whatever, I went to the Free Talk Live studio or the LRN studio in order to do the show. And now it's just like, okay, I go down to what is essentially a living room, and do the show for the next 3 hours. It's very weird.
Well, we'll see how it all works out. So, I mean, we have to have two studios at this point. The Federal Bureau of Investigations and the U.S. Attorney's Office has decided that our hosts can't be together in the same room. It's just too dangerous.
Okay.
We're too dangerous.
It's
the
so
government's had to
so
look at us.
Well, my attorney notified me today that he is, in fact, filing a motion to amend those conditions, and he reported to me that SISTE is filing a similar motion. So hopefully, I mean, we know what's going to happen here, right? The magistrate is going to say, yeah, no, I don't want these people communicating because the government's objecting, and the magistrate's just going to do whatever the government wants.
Did anyone mention a First Amendment situation? I mean, like, by disallowing the main hosts of Free Talk Live to talk to each other, they're affecting the First Amendment rights, the rights of speech and the press of 500,000 people across the United States. I mean, that's about what our weekly listener numbers are. And I mean, you know, we make a show where anybody can call in about anything, and they can do so right now at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And they can prove that anybody can call in and talk about what they want. So therefore, everybody who's listening to my voice has a First Amendment right in this circumstance that's being infringed.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you, no attorney wants to touch that, but it's my argument.
Yeah, I would point out they have the right not just to hear you, the First Amendment right for you to speak and to broadcast on your radio show, but they as you point out, they have the right to also use this platform that you've built over the last two decades in order to express their opinions on national radio.
Right.
And that's always been the point of Free Talk Live.
So if there aren't the main hosts, then we can't do the show. If we can't do the show, those people can't call in. It seems like a clear violation of the First Amendment to me, but, you know.
I mean, look at the hoops we've had to jump through just to keep the show going.
It's been rough.
It's not
ideal.
When
the FBI came into our studio, busted in the window, shoved the door in, and pulled random wires out of the broadcast stack for no reason that I can discern at the very least, other than, wire bad. You know, like, I don't get it.
Well, I mean, they didn't really know what they were doing, right? It's standard procedure, as far as I can tell, for them to unplug any broadcasting equipment or anything that could possibly be Internet connected.
You don't think these knuckle draggers understood that they were walking into a radio studio?
And I don't think they did.
And arresting the engineer?
Aren't these the same clowns who took the safe and then had to bring it back because they were looking for the Bitcoin machine and they took the wrong damn box?
Sorry.
I mean, I've heard that, but I didn't actually. I mean, I was, you know, on my way to Concord or already in jail when that happened, so I don't know if that actually happened or not.
It did. They came and confiscated the wrong box and then had to come back with the tail between their
legs. So I've heard, too.
They had to come get the right machine.
Well, they didn't just confiscate the wrong box. They destroyed it. So, I mean, safes cost money. They didn't include $200 or $300 in that safe that they had destroyed. And this is what it means to work for the government. It means you can do whatever you want and you're not held responsible for it. It means you can do what you want and you never have to say you're sorry.
Or including all the windows in the house, all the downstairs windows anyways. The door on all the homes was busted right off its hinges.
Yep.
Well, they certainly took down Free Talk Live for a full day. And one episode did not get broadcast to terrestrial radio.
But that's true, but several episodes after that were very, very staticky, so I'd say they took us down for a week.
I would tend to agree. It wasn't until I was allowed to go back to the studio that some of that stuff was able to be sorted out, simply because I was the one that Ian had showed all of that stuff to. And you think this is complicated, what you're looking at here on the wall, this increasingly, I think the captain describes Ian's setup as a snake pit orgy of madness. I'm fast working on putting one of those together. And it's just unavoidable. You need this to do that. I have this thing here that I haven't even integrated yet that needs to be integrated.
Now, Ari, you said prior that you believe that they are intentionally trying to destroy this program, especially when you consider the complications of
the
hosts not be able to talk to each other.
I have the article by Jim Bovard that says they're coming for the libertarians, if you'd like to read that.
I would, because I've been talking about that repeatedly, but I can't just go online and Google search for it to find out exactly what was said. But I do recall someone in the U.S. government saying that they were going after all of the...
That was Brennan, I think.
All of the extremists, and quote, including libertarians.
The boat rockers.
And then suddenly,
questioners of authority.
Just a few months later, six libertarians in New Hampshire are arrested.
Wow.
I'm not saying it's because of Brenner or whatever you said his name was.
Brennan.
That allegedly the investigation here had been going on for more than 5 years, but the timing can't be ignored. And I don't know if they're intentionally taking down Free Talk Live or attempting to or not, but it certainly does look that way solely because they prevented all of us from having contact with the person who has managed and produced and built Free Talk Live over the last 15 to 20 years.
Yep.
And it's very difficult to work within those confines when Free Talk Live has employed me and I'm suddenly not allowed to talk to my employer or the one person in our community who could come over here and help me get this stuff set up correctly and quickly, no contact.
Very suspicious.
So what are your thoughts? Are we being targeted? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 if you want to join the conversation. That's 603-283-6160. I would suggest joining the conversation while you can, because it looks like, as far as I can tell, as the person who, you know, I initially said that the FBI didn't seem to be targeting Free Talk Live.
You did say that. And I will verify that statement.
And I said this because...
It frustrated me, but you said it.
I know it frustrated you. But I said this for technical reasons, right? Yep. They knocked out the windows, they flew in drones, they threw window weights into the actual LRN studio there, but they damaged nothing. They pulled out some cables, sure, but they didn't cut the cables, they didn't damage any of the equipment. But that's because it would have been too on the nose of them to do that. Instead, they're using the legal approach, as far as I can tell, to charge all of the people involved in a critical sense for Free Talk Live and prevent them from having communication with one another. How are we supposed to do a show without communicating with each other? It presents some interesting challenges, but, you know, we've risen to the task, I suppose, as much as we can. Anyway, let's go to the phone. We got Vernon calling from Louisiana. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live.
So a few years ago, I remember calling in and I asked, because Mark always traveled out of state, you know, whenever it was the wintertime, and we wouldn't hear from him for months. And so I asked Ian, why don't you let Mark and other hosts, you know, participate remotely? And I remember him saying, because the show was all about interaction and being there in person and all this stuff. And it's just really nice to see that Free Talk Live has the ability and has been forced, I guess, to allow hosts with great talent to participate remotely so that, you know, we can enjoy what you all have to offer. Because that's one of the neat things about radio is that, you know, you probably can broadcast as long as you have the right equipment and the right kind of setup. And so I just wanted to, I know this is a negative experience and it's been thrust upon you all in a negative way, but at the same time, you know, I think it's been a good way to maybe modernize how you all conduct the show. I don't know. Any thoughts on that?
I'd say this. First off, yes, I will say that this is the silver lining. It is a mighty thin lining, but it is the silver lining of what you're talking about, that maybe that Free Talk Live can, that, you know, Ian has experienced some level of enlightenment over this. I know that from before when I talked to him, when I could talk to him, now I can't. And it's with his blessing that these sorts of things go forward. Not that we needed it, because he was in jail and we could have done whatever we wanted, but it's nice to have it. And as Aria pointed out, he does know the equipment better than anyone.
Yes, and significantly so.
And it's significantly so. So what I would say is that in my experience is doing the show remotely, I am currently in the studio with both Conan and Aria right now. I could reach out and I have touched Conan just now.
Uh-oh, you better wash them hands and get your goo out.
We got COVID. and it's better to do a show in studio with the people you're doing a show with. So when I was in Florida, I brought Henry Raines from the Henry Raines Show on, and I did a show with him. With, you know, some audio problems, but we got it done. And it's just a superior way to do a show. Having everybody in the show, in the studio here, in Aria's studio, whatever the name for it is.
I'm Doozius.
Whatever that is.
So named because Doozius is the demon of music.
Yeah, thanks. If you go any further with this, I'm going to leave.
You can't leave. I have to train you so you can do a show Sunday.
Yeah.
From the demonic music studio.
So the Doozy studio here. And it's a doozy of a show we're doing. And I think it's superior. So those are my thoughts on it. Yes, we're going to expand the idea of where Free Talk Live can be broadcast. But I think that Ian's fundamental idea is that it is superior to have people in the studio is still a true statement.
Certainly.
It's not always something you can do.
I remember when we did Call to Freedom initially, before any of us moved to New Hampshire, it was all done using, I think, Ventrilo clients. And it was myself, Will Coley, and Tom Gray. And none of us were ever in the same room together. We could never tell when the other one had something to say.
Yeah.
It was very awkward and difficult. And the shows just weren't nearly as good as they were when we came to New Hampshire and carried on Call to Freedom from the actual LRN studio.
I mean, just being able to talk to each other during the breaks
Well, those are the best parts, right?
Well, and of course, I've been pushing, and I don't know that it'll ever see the light of day, but airing the break audio for, I don't know, maybe special listeners who, the amplified listeners maybe, because some of the things that are said during the breaks are just off the charts sometimes.
Well, I would agree with you that the breaks are useful stuff. I haven't seen any indication that amp numbers would go up if we went through all the work to air what goes on in the studio at that time. I would if I thought that there was value to it, but I don't know.
There was a time where I wanted to get some sort of digital recorder that I could just, you know, set down and press record separately from everything else during the breaks, especially when it's Mark and me on, because Mark likes to give me crap about things, and I like
to... I love to give Aria crap about these sorts of things. Everything. I mean, you know, Aria's wearing panties right now. It's hilarious.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. I'm glad you find humor in the fact that I'm trans. But, I mean, some of the stuff he says during the break, it could never be broadcast on the terrestrial radio, unfortunately, but it's
true.
It's hilarious stuff, and I think if people heard it, they would love it, but we don't have that sort of system in place, and it's not, I don't know if it would increase amp funding or not, but it's something that I think people would enjoy, and it's still something I would like to do at some point.
Right, and I now you forced me into it. We've discussed the trans thing, so I have to, you know, back it off. I have to say, look, Aria works with Free Talk Live. Aria was willing to work with Free Talk Live and works with Free Talk Live because of talent. It has nothing to do with how silly Aria's hair is or whatever underclothes she chooses to wear or whatever her preference and pronouns are. Look, I choose to use she in referring to Aria because that's what she prefers, and she has shown to me that she's valuable in my life, so I want to keep her in it, right? Like, as long as and it's an added bonus that she can giggle about some of the jokes, right? Like,
sure.
I'm not going to take this. If you can make good heterosexual old guy jokes, I'm down. But, I mean, we're kind of a boring crowd.
Well, there's that Biden incident this week.
What'd he do?
He likes kids.
Oh, yeah.
He likes to talk about them on the mic.
What did he say? Because this is the first I've heard about
it. He's talking about a little 10-year-old girl and how she looks real, real cute with her pigtails, like a 19-year-old.
What? Can you find a quote?
What? Yeah. So I've got two different thoughts on this. A, there's no doubt Biden's creepy, right?
Oh,
but B,
indisputably creepy.
I was just watching a school bus go by today, and I noticed that school bus windows are tinted. And I jumped to the conclusion the school bus windows are now tinted because we don't want people lecherously staring at our children, because every adult that doesn't know a child wants to molest them, because that's how crazy America has gotten. You understand? Like, the idea...
You say that that's the perspective
that's the perspective of lunatics,
has.
Right?
Okay.
Like, that if your kid walks outside, 9 rapists will jump on them and begin tearing their clothes off. This is crazy.
I don't know, because I don't have kids. I don't know how most parents, you know, view children. But getting back to Verna's point, Verna, thank you so much tonight for the call. I agree, seeing Free Talk Live being further decentralized is always a good thing, because decentralization can only make something stronger. 603-283-6160. That's the call line. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
JBS USA, the American subsidiary of one of the world's largest meat producers, says it was the target of an organized cybersecurity hack that has disrupted its operations in the United States and abroad. The company is saying in a statement that over the weekend it suffered a cyber attack affecting some of its computer servers that support its North American and Australian IT systems. The company owns dozens of brands, including Pilgrim's, Country Pride, Swift, and Blue Ribbon. President Biden is marking the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa Race Massacre in Oklahoma. The president traveling to Tulsa's Greenwood Cultural Center and saying the victims of that dark time deserve ongoing recognition and respect. Biden meeting with the three known remaining survivors of the massacre before his speech. And you're listening to USA Radio News. New Jersey police officers on patrol will be required to wear body cameras as the state law goes into effect. Democrat Governor Phil Murphy touting the technology as he was there to mark the milestone. Calls continue for a more thorough investigation from the World Health Organization regarding the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. The British Intelligence Service is reevaluating their views on the lab leak theory, with some British spies telling the New York Times that it is feasible. Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer is a House Oversight Committee ranking member.
At the very least, we're going to find out that China was not transparent. We're going to find out that China covered up what they knew. China's going to have a lot of explaining to do. And I think that the American people not only are going to demand that the Democrats hold hearings on this, they're going to demand that the Democrats join the Republicans in holding China accountable.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. And with you in the Enthusiast studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Conan.
And Mark.
So I'm second chair. Now we're flipped up on our heads now.
I don't know if there's really a second or third chair in this environment. I don't know. But, you
what
know.
What is, all right, never mind. I don't want to get on that because then it'll, Mark will flip out. He doesn't want to hear about demons.
No, go ahead.
What would the demon of music, how would he, position us?
I have no idea.
All right. Well, you got to work on it. I just took the name because I liked it. Your demon feng shui.
Aria doesn't believe in demons.
He is correct. But anyway, you know, we ran into a sound issue earlier where I had the music turned way up for us, and it's frustrating to me because I spent the better part of 6 hours in here today saying into various microphones, it's Free Talk Live, and doing that whole thing just over and over. I've said that so many times today that I could just say it in my sleep at this point. Yeah. I will probably be muttering it all night as I sleep, in fact. But anyway, so we've been asking whether or not Free Talk Live is being targeted by the FBI or by the government, as it were. And, Mark, you have a quote from the guy who said this. Now, who exactly is this guy?
Yeah, so there's there's a lot of this stuff floating around, and it's important to get it distinct. The newspapers will tell you, no, they're not coming after the libertarians. Anybody who says that is wildly insane. And
well, yes, except the government, you know, some government goon has said exactly that.
Well, I'll read it for you, and you can determine what was said. So this is Brennan is his name. Hold on. He's defined here earlier.
He's the former CIA director.
Yeah, former CIA director.
So he's not a person in power now.
Right. This is the quote. I know, looking forward, that the members of the Biden team who have been nominated or have been appointed are now moving in laser-like fashion to try to uncover as much as they can about what looks like very similar to insurgency movements that we've seen overseas, where they germinate in different parts of the country, meaning the United States, and they gain strength and brings together an unholy alliance, frequently of here's the unholy alliance, frequently of religious extremists, authoritarians, fascists, bigots, racists, nativists, and even libertarians.
Authoritarians?
Yeah, I don't know why libertarians would be hanging out with authoritarians or...
Or you know, fascists or nativists?
Or bigots or whatever this all is. But, you know, to say that the libertarians weren't quoted as the government... He says right here, Brennan says... I know, looking forward, that the members of the Biden team who have been nominated or have been appointed are now moving in laser-like fashion to uncover as much as they can about what looks very similar to insurgency movements that we've seen overseas. And then includes in these insurgency movements libertarians.
Specifically,
right.
Libertarians.
That's the word. And I'm a libertarian. Does this make me comfortable? No, it does not. Has everything I've seen so far say that policing organizations are after libertarians in, say, the last year? Yeah, I've seen quite a bit of that. And I would go so far as to say, look, it's pretty clear since I've moved to New Hampshire, cops here don't like us. And one of the reasons is in many cases, libertarians point out the cops are the tip of the spear of the state. So if the government wants to do something, they employ police officers to do it.
Yes,
they want to round up your guns of the state. Right. If they want to round up your guns, or they want to go after a particular group, or they want to do this thing or that thing, they use cops to do it because cops are paid to enforce the will of the state. So cops, ever the martyrs, are always like, well, why does everybody hate us? Well, I got an idea. Maybe it's because you enforce victimless crime laws. Well, the politicians voted that in. You took the paycheck to enforce their rules. It's not like you didn't know that there would be victimless crime laws that were in place.
And it's not like they don't have discretion, because they absolutely do. They're not required to intervene if they see someone being murdered on the streets. And the U.S. Supreme Court has backed up that opinion.
Right. That's the truth.
So they're therefore no more obligated to arrest someone for having pot or smoking pot. They're not required to intervene in any crime.
And I'm sure that plenty of cops have overlooked plenty of people with marijuana and all these sorts of things. The problem is that when you use discretion, you tend, as a human being, to use discretion in an unfair fashion.
Yes, in biased ways.
In biased ways. That's what it means. Discretion, in fact, suggests bias activity. So what really is the problem is the laws, but the police aren't. The police know that victimless crime laws benefit them. They know it.
Well, otherwise they don't get a paycheck. There just aren't that many actual victim crimes in Keene, New Hampshire, for us to have a police department at all, probably, but
and,
much less as many police officers as we have.
And it's certainly true that cops, probably every day in America, stop crimes with a victim. But, the question is what's that worth? And what's the statistical likelihood of this occurring in the future and these sorts of things? And what's prevention mean? Is it their very presence? Did they throw themselves in front of a bullet to protect an innocent? You know, who knows?
I'm not entirely convinced that there are very many crimes prevented by police in the United States each day.
Well, let's say this. First off, we've read numbers that say 50% of people who are, more than 50% of people who are in jails, prisons, holding facilities, probation, and all these, under some kind of supervision, are completely victimless crime.
Right.
Completely. Over 50%. Now, then you think about how many people committed a crime in order to get drug money or gambling money or money for whatever it is that the crime that they didn't have, you know, because drugs, the price of drugs is driven up by the drug war.
Right.
Aspirin doesn't cost much because you can produce as much as you want as the environment will carry. Well, that would be true with heroin, too. Now, I'm not advocating for the use of heroin, and I never
Obviously
would.
Obviously not.
But I will say that it's the drug war that makes heroin cost a lot. So there are heroin users out there robbing someone's house right now, potentially putting their pets and their family members in danger because of the price of heroin. And that's the politicians' and the cops' fault.
Not to mention the heroin addicts who are overdosing because they're getting heroin that isn't safe, isn't tested, wasn't made in a lab. And, you know, they don't know what they're getting. And, again, it's the drug war causing that.
I would agree with that, too. I mean, that's a fair statement. But I think that people are more concerned about victims than they are about the, you know, the people who use drugs. But, nonetheless, it's true. And, you know, ultimately, if you take out the people who are committing a crime in order to get the money to commit drugs, I don't know what that number is. But I'm just suggesting that if you ended the drug war, maybe you'd cut crime in the United States by 80%. 80%. What politician's talking about that? What sheriff is running on a tough on crime, you know, says that I'm going to cut crime by 80%? Here's Mark Edge on the radio right now saying, vote for me, I'll cut crime by 80%. Now, I don't know what I'm, you know, running for, but by God, write me in. I'm better than the other guy.
Are you planning to run for Cheshire County Sheriff, Mark?
No. I wouldn't run for anything in Cheshire County. New Hampshire, in my opinion, is kind of a lost cause.
Well, then they can't write you in.
No, they can write me in if they want.
Okay, fair enough. But you wouldn't take the job?
Oh, I'll take any job. I'll take any one of these political jobs I get. Believe me, I'd fly back and become a resident of wherever I got the job just to stick it to whomever.
Unfortunately, yeah, I tend to think I would agree as well.
Yeah. So.
But what about?
But I'm not a resident of the mainland United States, so.
But I'm not sure that, you know, I could actually serve in any political capacity without violating my principles. So I don't know whether or not I actually would. But I'm never, you know, going to get elected for anything. So it's kind of a moot point. The closest I got was probably the sheriff campaign, and that was like, what, 22%, something like that.
Not bad.
What are your thoughts? What would you do if you could be the sheriff? Would you end the drug war? 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. And 603-283-6160, that's the call in line. You can join the conversation, talk about whatever you want, or talk about what we've been discussing, which is, you know, the fact that the powers that be have made it clear they are going after libertarians, and immediately after this, they started going after libertarians.
Right. Well, the fact that we were lumped in with fascists, bigots, racists, nativists,
authoritarians,
you know, insurgents, and compared to the insurgencies of other countries that are currently running up and down their streets with the Molotov cocktails and flipping things over because their governments have been harassing them forever and ever, and it's like the people are finally stood up. You know,
right.
regular people. We're not talking about the Black Lives Matter. They're, you know, we're talking about regular, you know, teachers and firemen and male people.
Well, I love how American. I think it's amusing how Americans like the idea of insurgencies in many other countries out there.
Or just look at our media. Look at Hollywood. All of our heroes are insurgents. They're all the good guys are the little guy.
It's common. It's
fighting. Star Wars is a prime example.
Yeah. Well, it certainly is. But even the cops in the movies are often breaking the rules of the system in order to get things done.
Dirty Harry.
Yeah.
Mark, so, tell us real quick about Bitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com is your choice for all things cryptocurrency, whether it's Bitcoin or the other cryptocurrencies you've heard of. Bitcoin.com is the place to get started. So you want to go there. If you've never heard about cryptocurrency, please go watch their videos. You deserve that much. You should give yourself that gift to know. Just go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started right there at the top of the page, and watch the 10 minutes worth of videos that are there. Secondly, if you're, you know, a long-term Bitcoin and cryptocurrency user, go ahead and go to news.bitcoin.com and sign up for their updates because, well, you need to know this stuff. It's news.bitcoin.com.
Thanks so much. It's still a kind of a murky gray area for me. I'm not sure whether or not I can even do the live read for Bitcoin.com because I'm suggesting or I am instructing people on how to learn about cryptocurrency, and it's not entirely clear if that's a violation of my terms of release or not.
I think that I think that's an unlikely circumstance, but it's probably best if you don't go interpret your release, and as you get somebody else to interpret them.
Sure.
In writing.
Well, I find it better to just, you know, hand the live read off to someone else, and then I have nothing to do with it. So.
Well, I'm a professional.
Thanks. And let's go to the phones. We've got James calling from Michigan. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, before the break, you guys brought up an interesting discussion point I struggle with, which is, do you run for office and try to make change, or do you, so we'll say, turn that position down in favor of your ideals or morals or principles?
Let me say, I'll jump in on this. REA can get yours first. So first off, I find the idea of turning it down based on your morals boring. Like, I find this is all ho-hum, you and your lofty morals. I know you don't feel that way, Aria, and you can go ahead and address that. But, you know, like, oh, goody, another too-good-for-his-own-good person out there. But what I would say, the question is, really, is it worth? Like, you've got, James, this limited time on planet Earth. I don't know your age, but I know mine. It's 50, right? So I've got somewhere between 20 and 50 more years left on planet Earth. And do I want to use that time arguing with these a-holes over nonsense? I mean, I've seen what goes on in Concord and state capitals around the United States, and it's just a bunch of waste of time. I'd rather live my life enjoying it.
Well, you don't have to run for state rep or Senate or anything like that. You don't have to deal with those idiots.
Well,
and they're bureaucratic.
You're talking specifically about running for sheriff.
Or anything else, really.
Okay.
Well, here's a more personal example.
Yeah,
is I'm in a position where I could probably run for city council and accomplish that, where you could actually make a local, you could argue you make local differences.
Yeah.
How
city council is a powerful
that?
Position.
Here's my take on this, because a couple of years back, I actually voted for a council member for the first time who I actually supported, you know, one of the someone from the community. And I think he probably leans right conservative. And I almost always agree with everything he brought to the table. He was always criticizing the grandstanding that was going on a regular basis, on the corruption of power that these little council people abuse on a regular basis here in Keene. And he ran for one term, and after that he says, forget this nonsense. You know, here I am, one out of 15 people.
Yeah.
And he was the only one who questioned what was going on a regular basis.
And
he finally said, you know what? Screw this. I'm going to do exactly what Mark says. I'm up in my years. I got other things to do, and I'm not going to be wasting my time, two times or once a week, with these a-holes.
Right. And, in this case, you're talking about a city council of 15 people. In many cases, it's just five, and you can get some things done this way or that way. This is one of the reasons I say Keene is too far gone. There's lots of towns that are too far gone in one way or one direction or the other. If you can get on the right city council and get the right other, you can get a lot of things done. There's no doubt, but it's still monumentally boring.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Even if you're successful, this is boring, and it's designed to be boring to keep you out of it, so that people with good sense that aren't power-hungry, crazy lunatics will stay away. I mean, if you just go watch the – I'm sure you can get it online. But ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe me, go watch your county commission meeting, just the last one. You'll want to gouge your eyes out. It's so terrible.
And you know, they always preface these meetings with, we wish more people would participate. We wish more people would watch these programs. No, they don't.
They wish more people would co-sign their BS.
Yes, they don't want you
I
knowing.
I wish there were more people that believed in the crazy I believe.
They do not want you knowing what they're doing behind the shadows, because as soon as that happens, you can see what's happened across this country, where you have school boards that are basically being overtaken by concerned parents. It's like, what do you mean critical race theory? We don't even know what this is. Why are you shoving this down our kids' throats. And then you have boards that are being overturned. You have little towns that are you know, kind of in the same boat where concerned citizens are stepping up to the plate. It's like, yeah, we know this is boring. We know this is, you know, it's going to take our, you know, hours out of our short existence. But you know what? We're not going to have these a-holes continue to do what they do, which is, you know, run ramp trot.
And this is why the middle class has always been the patriots, right? Like, and I don't mean to exclude the lower classes, but the people who are the rubber hits the road. You know, these are the real patriots, the people that care about governance, because they don't have the ability to sort of pick up and leave and just get out. If you're, you know, retired and you've got your pension and some money, you can go live anywhere. You can go live in Florida and play golf. You can go live in Belize and not have to deal with the federal government, live like a king on your pension. You don't have to deal with it. But it's the middle class people that really have to pick up the stick.
Which James? Last time I checked, was dying in this country, middle class.
James?
I had him on hold because you were just talking. James, are you still with us?
Yeah. I was going to argue that I, at a certain level, enjoy the entertainment of picking on the city council when I would attend the meetings on subjects that I didn't agree with.
You're the right person for the job.
In my mind, tearing them apart.
Yeah. You're the right person for the job. The thing is that you would have to be careful that you didn't pick them apart and tear them apart too much, because then they won't be your friends, and then they won't do what you want them to do. They'll vote against you because they don't like you.
Yep.
James, thank you so much tonight for the call. It's an interesting question, and you know, when I ran for sheriff, I would have served as sheriff primarily because it didn't require me to swear an oath. It's one of the few elected offices in New Hampshire that didn't. So I didn't have to, you know, swear it.
You don't have
loyalty.
You don't have to swear to uphold the Constitution.
Not from what I could tell.
I don't think so.
I read the statute. It did not include the sheriff's office and the capacity that they serve in.
Right.
But I could have done it in a way that did not conflict with my moral principles. It would not have been easy, but I could have and would have done it. So I would have served if I would have won, but obviously I didn't, and I never intend to do that again.
But the only thing that I've run for is delegate to the state convention for the Republican Party in the state of New Hampshire, and I've won all of those elections. Oh, no, I ran for a budget committee in my town because I didn't think anybody was running against me, but then when another person ran, I endorsed them, and but I couldn't drop out. Like, I was still on the ballot.
Right, but you didn't really want to be. You were just trying to fill the spot, and then someone else actually turned out to be.
Right. I thought I'd be a good choice, but I thought they were a good choice, too, and if they want to go do it, by all means, have at it.
603-283-6160. You're welcome to call in and join the discussion. It's free time.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.